I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. It continues to be a little slow. Maybe if I read the late night stuff slowly enough, I can make an episode out of this. The late night hosts are still talking about the Bob Woodward book. Trevor Noah said, Trump aside, am I the only one who thinks it's crazy that people keep releasing books where they reveal that they have known the most incriminating things about Trump, but they only tell us about it now? I mean, imagine if Paul Revere had this attitude. Are the British coming? Find out by pre-ordering my book on Amazon. That's a great joke. Jimmy Fallon, I don't know, maybe I'm being too critical. Before I pass judgment, I should read the other 40 Trump books that came out this week. Seth Meyers said, imagine if Bob Woodward's job was always this easy. It's as if Nixon walked up to him in 1973 and said, I won't do an impression. Hello, Bob. Did you know I did Watergate? This is a pretty cool parking garage, huh? Well, bye. Seth again. And hey, Bob Woodward, you had this tape months ago, and we're just now hearing about it. What else is in your book? The Cure for Disco Fever? That's a little hacky. That's like a Fallon joke. Trevor Noah said, now, when normal people get caught on tape admitting they lied to an entire country, they usually apologize. But Donald Trump didn't become president by being normal, so he doubled down. Trevor alluded to Trump saying he wanted to be a cheerleader for the country. You were a cheerleader? No, you're not a cheerleader. You're the coach. When you see that your team is headed for a huge defeat, you come up with some plays, right? You don't just stand on the sidelines waving pom-poms and saying everything's going to be okay. Look, Trump, just because you've spent time in cheerleaders' changing rooms doesn't mean that you are one. Cheerleaders are everything the president is not. They work as a team, they're disciplined, and most importantly, know how to spell words. The problem with Trump's admission to Bob Woodward is not that Trump wanted to keep people calm, it's the downplaying the virus part. Crazy as it may seem, lots of people in America actually believe the things that President Trump says. Jimmy Fallon chimed in. Yep, Trump is a cheerleader for our country. Then he proved it by leading a fun call and response with the press. He was like, what do we need? The press was like, a plan. He was like, when do we need it? 6 months ago. Fallon again. Total hit job. I spoke to a reporter 18 times and he recorded it and wrote it down. My exact words, fake. Trevor. Now, the upside of being stuck in this psychotic relationship with Trump for the last 4 years is by now we've pretty much learned every pattern Trump scandal takes. Trump steps into bleep and Trump comes out and explains he didn't actually step in bleep or it wasn't bleep or if the coastal elites got out of their bubble, they'd recognize stepping in bleep is the most American thing you can do. Seth, I mean, he's the dope who agreed to talk to Bob Woodward of all people, who's famous for gotcha on a presidential level. Why didn't Trump think it would end like this? Oh, yeah, Woodward's safe. He already used his gotcha on Nixon. Seth again. Also, the choices aren't lie or panic. There's a third option where you tell people the truth and then do something about it, which would reassure everyone. But no, we elected the guy who put a piece of duct tape over the check engine lights. And John Legend! You didn't see that coming. He was guest hosting Jimmy Kimmel, and he said, Trump would like us to believe Antifa is flying cross-country to kill us with soup cans, but does not want us to panic. Interview Magazine caught up with Sarah Cooper. You know Sarah? She pantomimes to Trump videos on TikTok and is one of Variety's comedians to watch. Sarah Cooper, everybody. Interview wrote, in the spirit of her particular brand of satire, we asked Cooper to respond without practice or preparedness to a bunch of topics chosen for her as semi-random. One of the topics, pay attention here, everybody, Milli Vanilli. Sarah said, one of the first episodes of VH1's Behind the Music that I ever watched was about Milli Vanilli, and it's actually a really sad story. I've always felt bad for what happened to them. Years later, I married my husband, who's always making fun of me. I think one time I told him that I was going to be a comedian, and he said, yeah, like Milli Vanilli were singers. This is the part where I'm mugging for the camera. I'm just staring into the camera to get a laugh like Bob Hope would do. Yeah, like Milli Vanilli were singers. That joke has always stuck with me. You know Sarah Cooper. She does pantomimes of Trump on TikTok. Speaking of TikTok, Sarah said, I'm a little bummed that the word TikTok is probably going to be in my obituary. It's bad enough that Twitter is probably going to be in my obituary. All of these social media apps have pretty stupid names. The idea that someone is famous on TikTok or a, quote, TikTok star is just an insane notion to me. I'm mugging for the camera again. Or that someone is a TikTok star is just an insane notion to me that I hope I can, if not completely leave, then move beyond one day. But I will say that browsing TikTok is the most addictive experience. The videos on there are the most creative I've ever seen. And here's Sarah Cooper being funny about Google. She said, I pretty much owe my life to Google. I worked there. I met my husband there. I came up with the idea for my first book, 100 Tricks to Appear Smart in Meetings, from watching people in meetings there. Google is the first place I go for anything. I honestly don't know how Google invented Google without Google. Sarah Cooper, everybody. She does Trump stuff on TikTok. Ricky Gervais was on social media as well. He tweets. I haven't seen him on TikTok yet. I'm not on TikTok, by the way. Ricky Gervais said, for everyone asking, all Supernature tour dates this year will be postponed because they're all sold out to capacity. We can't do socially distanced shows. Waiting for new dates. Annoying, I know. Eliza Schlesinger is taking to the parking lots. She's doing one of those, drive-in theater tours. And she said, inside the cars is a live audience. How do you think the cars got to the show? She's doing a 9-city comedy tailgate tour. All right, that is my attempt to stitch together daily comedy news for today. Hopefully things will pick up again. Like I've been saying for a week now, things are always really slow out of Labor Day, and I'm sure it'll pick up. Come on, Jim Gaffigan, can't you like snap or something, or Donald Trump? Oh, wait, there is a Jim Gaffigan. I forgot. I meant to put this at the top. See, aren't you glad he didn't tune out? Let me pull up my email, because I sent it to myself. Jim Gaffigan tweets, I've gotten tons of messages, quote, I'm losing fans, by expressing my dissatisfaction with our corrupt, incompetent president. While I appreciate people encouraging me to choose fame and money over decency, I'm afraid I'll never be Donald Trump. See you tomorrow.